Renee, Kevin McKendry here. I'm going to answer your questions. And your first question is, at what time did you first hear Little Richard, the music Little Richard? I first heard Little Richard when I was very young. In fact, I probably don't even remember the first time. My dad had some records, and he had these reel-to-reel tapes of Little Richard that he would play. And it was one of the first things I ever heard. I was probably 3 years old, and I was just beginning to play the piano, and I remember figuring out how to play Lucille, because that bass line, man, that just hit me, and it still hits me every time I hear it. Unbelievable. I think his piano style hit me because it's so driving. I got to work with Little Richard, I guess it was 2009 or 2010, somewhere in there. And I actually got to produce a track for him, and it's never been released, but it was a gospel song. It was going to be on a tribute to Dottie Rambo, the gospel singer, who I guess she had died that year, 2009. Anyway, in fact, I'm told it is Little Richard's last recording session that he ever did was actually here at my studio, the Rock House, with me. And I still have the track. Of course, it's not been released. I tried to get him to play the piano on it, but he had just, at that time, had been was recovering from knee surgery and was not, just said he wasn't up for it. So I ended up playing the piano on it, which was really quite an honor, because he was sitting right next to me while I was doing it, and he was saying little things about how much he liked it. It really meant a lot to get to do that. And then, of course, he sang, man, and boy can he sing. I wish this track could come out so you could hear it, because he must have been close to 80 years old. He just singing his butt off. The other thing that was really great about having Little Richard around then was that my son Yates was 8 or 9 years old and playing the piano and playing pretty well, playing boogie woogie piano, and we had Yates play for Richard, and he got real tickled. He said, "Ooh, that's boogie woogie. That's hard to do." And from then on, he called Yates Piano Boy. He'd say, "Hey, Piano Boy."